You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin. This is Ascent Dental Solutions with an emphasis on strategies, development, training, and education. On today's podcast, we have a wonderful guest, Stacy Brown Randall. The name of her company is Growth by Referrals. Since 2013, she has been providing what I believe in the healthcare industry is one of the most significant things that we can do, and that's improve our referrals, and not just the number of referrals, but the type and quality of referrals. With no further ado, I'd like to introduce Ms. Stacy Brown Randall. Stacy, thanks so much for taking time from your busy schedule to be on this podcast. Give us a little bit of background about where you came from, your training, your education, and what your passion and mission is with your business, Growth by Referrals.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I do appreciate it. When people ask the question about how did you end up doing what you're doing today, right? Like, how did you end up teaching people how to generate referrals, but specifically how to generate referrals without asking? And I would tell you, I didn't expect to be here. But the most significant, I would say, episode that I have in my past that kind of led me to where I am today is my first business when it failed. So I'm a member of the Business Failure Club. I ran an HR consulting firm for almost 5 years. And unfortunately, that business did not make it. And when I looked back and I reflected on why that business failed, because from the outside looking in, it looked like everything should be going well. I had, you know, articles published in well-respected magazines and publications. I was interviewed on Bloomberg News. I had big name clients like KPMG and BDO, some of the larger accounting firms, also Coca-Cola Bottling Consolidated, one of the largest bottlers for Coca-Cola, the city of Charlotte, and some other big name clients. When you looked from the outside looking in, you would probably have been shocked that that business failed. But one of the hardest lessons that I learned was that when you're thinking about growing a business, right, you have to do two main things. But the one thing that I learned from that business failure was that you really have to focus on being willing to touch business development every day. But when I say touch business development every day, I mean in a way you're willing to do it. And there's lots of ways to grow a business. There are lots of prospecting methods. There are lots of marketing methods. But what I really wanted was a way that just fit me and my personality and the type of way that I wanted to get up every day and actually generate business. And so I discovered referrals. But when I started paying attention to how referrals really were taught and how you were told to get them, which is basically go ask, that to me felt like a cold call. It didn't feel like a way that I wanted to spend my time generating business. So when I started my second business, I had to take a job in between. But when I started my second business, I really decided to focus on generating a way to really bring in referrals, following a system, if at all possible. I like processes and systems, following a system that would really work for me. And so I just used my business as the guinea pig and kind of got started and figured out how I could generate referrals. And you know, eventually over time, my clients, because I started a coaching practice with my second business, my clients started asking, how are you growing so fast? And how are you, like, you know, I was raising my rates on them multiple times. I was shrinking my availability. And they were just asking, how are you growing? And I said, well, I get referrals. I receive referrals. And with that comes a lot of choice and freedom with your business. So they started saying, well, then teach us how to do it. So over the years, I've been teaching my clients how to do it. And now, of course, I have an online program where I teach students all across the world how to do it as well. And the truth is, if you can generate referrals and you're okay doing it asking, that's awesome. If you want just a different way to consider generating referrals without asking, then, you know, I like to think that I provide that opportunity to figure out how to generate referrals, but do it in a way, hopefully, that works best for you. And that would be without asking. But that doesn't mean we don't do work. It just means we don't ask.
And based on your experience in your business, since my expertise is mostly in healthcare and my own personal experience over the last 35 years in healthcare is that many times the consumer or patient is really getting the referral from their insurance company. It's rare that we see a Mr. or Mrs. Smith coming into the office because Mr. or Mrs. Jones referred them. We will find that if we do our tracking properly, that there is a referral source. But in healthcare today, if Mr. or Mrs. Smith, you're not on their insurance program, you're not accepting their insurance, you might be second or third choice just because many times finances and money dictate and drive people to a specific area first. That doesn't mean that the direct referral isn't the best or the strongest. Do you have any suggestions, recommendations to our listeners on what your thoughts are on that particular topic?
So most people who generate referrals, they'll find that they will come from a couple of different sources. And healthcare is no different. Obviously, I would expect that people in the healthcare industry would see referrals coming from other practitioners, right? And that's probably something that dentists and other healthcare folks should actually be working to cultivate, cultivating relationships with other practitioners so that when there's the referral comes in, that you're the person they send someone to. Now, the truth is nobody's referring a general practitioner in that way, right? I mean, usually when you're seeing those referrals come through, most of the time they're coming through because I need a specialist. But to your other point, they also then have to be on my insurance. I think dentists find themselves in kind of a unique position. I think more and more people, as healthcare is changing so much, I do think that more and more people are willing to drop their dental care, though they may keep, you know, their other medical care in terms of insurance. And so that puts dentists in a really unique position to be able to really open up referrals in a way that maybe they haven't been able to do it in the past. But yes, if you are going to generate referrals through, you know, another practitioner is referring you, forming those relationships are really important. Obviously, you have the constraint of if you're on someone's health insurance plan and if you're not, right, and you really can't work around that. That is an unfortunate constraint, obviously, that anyone in the healthcare industry has to deal with. But I think as healthcare shifts and changes, that, you know, that ability to make sure that if there is a chance for you to be referred, that you are actually the person who is being referred. Because I know, and I see it a lot, right? I mean, whether you see it on social media, within Facebook or something like that, people asking for recommendations, you know, people still want to know, who should I go to? I'll figure out later if that's someone I can go to. And so what you want to do is to have the right client experience and the right referral strategy in place so that when those opportunities present themselves, right, you're the person that existing clients say, you've got to go see my dentist. He or she is the best, right? You want to be on that forefront and you want to be mentioned and you want to be the one that is referred. But knowing a constraint could be on the back end, you may be out of their plan. And so they may not be able to use you even if they want to. So I think you just have to look at it from the perspective of just because you may not be on someone's plan doesn't mean you shouldn't have a referral strategy. It just means there's constraints you have to deal with.
Now, based on your background and your tremendous experience in this area, if you were to talk to the 5,000 or 6,000 people listening to this podcast, almost all of them in the dental field, what would you say is the strongest, the most successful process or procedure for a healthcare provider to get the referrals that they're looking for? So I don't want to think that I know everything about all dentists, but if you were to ask me, I would say to you, most dentists would prefer to treat someone who has no dental insurance whatsoever. You would prefer to treat patients who are purely fee for service. The time, the effort, the energy spent dealing with third-party payers is just extraordinary, stressful, and in most cases, the insurance companies are not looking what's best for your dental and medical health. They're looking what's best from a financial standpoint. So most individuals are looking for that particular referral. Do your processes and procedures allow us to select a specific group of referrals, or is it just a broad brush where, let's just say, the average dentist in the United States receives between 25 and 35 new patients a month to sustain an average solo practice? In our particular facility, we're around 948 new patients every month, but that's from a total of 14 different dental organizations. Is there a way that you can cajole, manipulate, or push a certain group of clientele to a specific practice, yes or no?
So I think the question that you're asking, making sure I understand it, is should you target who you receive referrals from within your client base, within your patient base?
Yeah, not where the referrals necessarily are coming from, but the type of individual that is actually coming to the practice. For example, if I'm a general dentist and my referrals are sending me 2 and 3 year old children, that's not bad, but it may not necessarily be the ideal clientele. If I'm a periodontist and my focus is on the health of the gums and the bone, tissue supporting the teeth, then I need a specific type of patient to walk through my practice. The same goes for oral maxillofacial surgery, endodontics, right, pediatrics, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So the idea here is one of the best thing about referrals is that we typically refer people who are like us, right? We typically hang out with people that are like us. We typically, I mean, not 100% of course, but we typically are hanging out with people that are more like us, which means we're more likely to refer to people who are like us. So in that case, if you had somebody who was continually referring you, right, somebody who wasn't your ideal client, right, so you're continually getting referred to the young family where the mom and dad already have another dentist, yet you keep getting their kids, right, then I would say, right, you would need to focus in on targeting those clients who are, you would want duplicates, right, you would want more of them. And the reality of it is that only 20 to 30%, and it may be higher in the dental field, but typically 20 to 30% of our clients actually refer on any level of consistency, right? A lot of clients can refer once or twice, but that isn't going to help you bring in 25 new patients a month or 900 new patients a month, right? If you're just getting one referral a year. So there is a subset of our clients who will generate more referrals for us, but we have to do some work on connecting with them and letting them know that we care. And what I don't mean is just keeping in touch, right? I mean, part of my process and what I teach is that you've got to get past and transcend just keeping in touch. That birthday card that you receive from your dentist that comes through send out cards that I know you never signed, right? That's keeping in touch with me. That's not transcending to a place where you're actually staying top of mind to where these opportunities would present themselves more likely and more often for me then to refer you. So you've got to focus in on who do I want to receive referrals from and making sure I am creating a strategy or a plan. I call it the referral generating plan for those people. And when I'm receiving referrals from others that don't fit my ideal client, you have two choices. You can have a conversation with them by saying, thank you so much for referring me, little Sally. You know, we don't see that many children in our practice, as you would think, right? Because where I do my best work is with patients like this. Like, you can definitely have that conversation, or you can just let that person be in the habit of referring who they're referring, and then you decide if it's the type of patient you want to take. You have a choice, though. You still have to do some work. But ultimately, what we're after is the ability to identify who in our clients we want more of like them. Maybe it's, right, I would assume I'm a dentist dream come true because I don't have dental health insurance and I like getting cleanings more than twice a year, right? So, and I'm going to go in and self-pay every time I do it. And so the idea behind that is if you want more like me, right, you've got to make sure you're connecting with me more than just at my twice a year clinics. You've got to make sure that you are transcending keeping in touch and you're staying top of mind. On top of the fact, you better do a really good job and be worthy of my referrals. So you better be referable. And that comes down to a client experience. So it's a way of running your practice, and it's a way of having your employees buy into that client experience. And then it's a way of staying in touch with, staying top of mind with me and not being just in touch so that I remember you and I'm more likely to be a raving fan and to talk about how awesome my dentist is versus never actually talking about you or mentioning you. And that truly is the piece behind where referrals actually start to generate and compound themselves.
Let me bring you down a different path. In your experience, how long does it normally take for your company to set up the processes and procedures for a dentist or healthcare provider to start to see an improvement in not just the numbers of referrals, but the specific type of referrals? Is this something that you see in general that's 4 to 6 months? 12 to 18 months, 1 to 3 months. What's your basic experience tell us?
So typically, the first part is setting up an actual referral generating plan. And whether that's because we do that, you know, like as a VIP session and it's one-on-one, we do it over Zoom, right? Or you're going to go through my online program and build it yourself. It takes usually, I mean, truly only takes a couple of hours, but by the time someone actually puts that plan into place, it typically takes them about a month before they have the plan in place. Then we have to pay attention to the things that you may be doing that are keeping you from generating referrals and kind of change those practices and change those practices within your staff. And to be honest, if you are referable and you run a good practice and people like coming to see you, I mean, I know not everybody loves to see their dentist, right? But if they like coming to see you and you have that, you know, that client experience already in place, and then you start executing on this plan that took us about 30 days to put together. For some, you'll start seeing results within the next, you know, 30 to 60 days. Others, it will take longer. It really just depends. It depends on how well you execute on the plan and then on the pieces that go into the plan, right? It's all in the execution of it. And so I always tell folks, there's not a guaranteed number of referrals you're going to receive in terms of, because every business is different. But what I ultimately look at is I look at a business and I'm like, okay, how many true referrals are you receiving now? And I'm not talking about referrals from a specialist or another practitioner. I'm talking about your client referrals, right? So if we're looking at those client referrals, how many are you generating now, right? And then our goal is always to increase that. And based on how many you're receiving now, that tells me about how much I think we can increase it by. And so it really just depends. And if you're not getting referrals or you're not getting as many as you want, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to look at, well, what's the problem within the practice? I mean, and that is someone who goes like the VIP route. Anybody can build this program in a matter of their own plan, referral generating plan in a matter of hours. It's the execution on it for the long term that's actually going to see the success rate.
Stacy, in your opinion, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but what would you say the estimated cost is for someone to begin your program, get involved in your program, and institute it so they can start seeing an improvement and some better results with the referrals and type of referrals?
Sure. So for those that are listening around the time that we're doing this recording, right? It's a very easy process to get involved with, and I try to keep it cost effective because I want to be able to serve as many people as possible, For the independent study version, where you're going to go through the online programs called Growth by Referrals, but you're going to go through the online program, it's $697, and you have unlimited access to the program as long as the program is around. And so, and it's lifetime access. So it's not, it is a very cost-effective way to go through it, but you have to do the work. You got to put in the time and the energy and go through the program. It's six modules. They're all video-based with a follow-along workbook. All resources are provided to you, including the template for the plan. But if you want more help from me, right, then you can do a coaching call with me in addition to the online program, and that's $997. Or if you're like, no, it's Stacey, I just want you to hold my hand and let's just do this together, right, then that's a VIP session, and that's $3,000. That's 4 hours together building your plan, and then you have access to me for one full year when you have questions or when you need help. And then I have a custom-built plan where I can literally build your whole plan for you without you having to do much, right? But that's $6,000. And again, it comes with that full 1 year access, and I help remind you of when it's time to do the different outreach or what we call touch points within the program. So there's something for everybody.
That sounds fantastic. On your coaching, you mentioned that the coaching, the call is $997. Is that per call? Is that per year, per month? What is that breakdown?
Right. So that's the pro level. So that's getting the program, which is $697. And then it's an additional one coaching call with me to make sure you did everything right once you're done going through the six modules. So that includes that one call once you're done at $997. If you want ongoing access to me, it's called, it's just by an hour program. But I tell folks, if you know you're going to want more help from me outside of, there's also a Facebook group. It's for paid students only. You get into that Facebook group and you can ask me lots of questions, and people do. Some people are very quiet and some people are very active. So you have access to me ongoing, but if you want direct access to me, you know, over email or on the phone, right, throughout the year, then I always tell folks, go to that VIP level, because then basically whatever you need, I'm there to make sure that you have. It's a little bit different from doing the online program and then just being a part of a Facebook group.
That sounds fantastic. I want to thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin, Ascent Dental Solutions, with a focus on knowledge, training, development, and education. Our guest tonight was Ms. Stacey Brown Randall, and her company is Growth by Referral. Stacey, for those individuals who want to get in touch with you, is there a cell number, a business number, an email specifically, so our listeners can reach out and contact you for more or additional information?
Absolutely. You can always reach me by email. Of course, you can always get to me from LinkedIn and Facebook as well. Just look for Stacey Brown Randall. But my email is Stacey, and Stacey is spelled with an E, so S-T-A-C-E-Y at Stacey B, the letter B, then Randall.com. So Stacey at StaceyBRandall.com. And also, for those listeners who aren't ready to just pick up the, you know, just go ahead and send me an email and say, let's talk about your program. For those that want to learn more about what I do, I have a page put together called Growth by Referrals. That's referrals with an S. GrowthByReferrals.com/Ascent Dental. And I'll have some free resources on that page for your listeners that kind of want to check out a little bit more about me and about my philosophy and what I teach, before maybe they're ready to just send an email and say, let's talk about your program. Either way, I want to be able to give those resources out. It's a 7 deadly sins of generating referrals, so what not to do. There's a quiz you can take to help you figure out how well you are doing now at generating referrals. Are you a referral ninja beginner, in training, or master? And then, of course, there's a link to the free Facebook group, Referrals Without Asking. So for those who want to dip their toe in and learn more about me, that page is probably the best to go to. And then for those that want to learn more directly about the program, they can certainly email me.
Stacey, I really enjoyed today's conversation. I think you have an awful lot, not to just offer the healthcare professions, but all businesses. Our survival depends on our ability to attract new customers, patients, but not just the number, but the right type. I found it very informative. I thank you very much. And I hope our listeners reach out and enjoy your expertise in your business. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin. This is Ascent Dental Solutions. Thanks so much, and I look forward to our podcast in a couple of more weeks. Stacey, thank you so much. I appreciate all your help and expertise.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye now.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.